a member of ICIPR, we think that for effective equal participation of indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council, there should be clear modalities reflecting the principles of self-determination and self-identification. We recommend that, as with NGOs with ICASO status, the right of indigenous peoples entitled to attend and observe the council sessions to submit written statements and make oral interventions, to participate in debates, interactive dialogues, panel discussions, and informal meetings, and to organize parallel events. How is it allowed for indigenous with ICASO's, for NGOs with ICASO status, and reflected in the report of the Secretary General, ways and means of promoting participation at the United Nations of Indigenous Peoples representatives on issues affecting them. For the first time at the 57th session of the Human Rights Council, representatives of indigenous peoples were able to register as indigenous peoples. This is certainly a great achievement and the result of joint work. We would love to recommend further to work and develop new approaches in the work with modalities which will further allow to ensure full and effective participation of indigenous peoples. And based on this, we would love to include, but not to limit, the followings: to continue and increase indigenous co-facilitation of the meetings, to continue to support indigenous pages accreditation, and to make the priorities in regard of the agenda of indigenous peoples and issues affecting them. We recommend to continue and expand modalities already demonstrated and establish of an independent mechanism necessary to ensure the effective and equal participation of indigenous peoples in the Human Rights Council work, reflecting the principles of self-determination and self-identification. Thank you.
Now I give the floor to Community Empowerment.